big fatty's coming in the back door.
Unaware
Ricky, Ricky's back door.
Oh, no. Big Fatty would never come through my back door. Oh, uncomfortable.
Backdoor friends are the best.
No, there are not.
It's only uncomfortable when you have the puppet show with him.
Oh, God. That picture of him going, yeah.
I'm like, oh, no. No.
In front of the puppeteer store. You know what a puppet.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Yes, yes.
We had to explain. I had to explain that to Julie.
Well, I was pretty sure what he was talking about, but I asked Ricky just to make sure. And I'm like, when he's talking about puppet show, and Ricky's like, I'm like, that's what I thought he meant. Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's only uncomfortable when you have the puppet show with me.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 641 of the BFO for Monday, the 19th of July, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the weekend. I've got a little bit of a list. And y'all, Big Fatty has been planning a trip. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it has been quite the weekend. Friday, I say Friday night, we had the LFC. And y'all, we had a very, we had two very, very special guests on the little show. And y'all, they were international guests. I believe they may be the first international guests that we've ever had on the little show. But y'all, it was lovely. And you know, when Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R,
and when he finally posts the little show, sometime in October, y'all, you'll get to hear who the special guests were. But y'all, it is very, it will be well worth your time, especially if you like accents. Yes, Big Fatty. Generally, if it is an international guest, they will probably have an accent. But y'all, on Friday night after that, then there was the first Big Brother roundtable show, and we had that veritable Virgo, and we had Honey on there, and we had that Daniel. Beaver on there as well. And y'all, we nitty-nattered about the Big Brother. Oh, y'all, that is a ham, egg, and cheese sandwich that I had at breakfast time. Y'all didn't have any lunch today, and I'm going to have me a little sup. I may have me a little chicken pot pie for supper, but I don't know. Y'all, we told all kinds of spoilers on the Big Brother. Y'all, it was good. It was good. We just kind of reviewed everything. And now I will not be on that little show, or either one of those little shows is coming Friday. Because y'all, I'm going to be in Myrtle Beach. Going to be in Myrtle Beach because y'all, we're taking the Tiarahara on the road to the timeout bar this Friday night at midnight. But after did those two little shows, then y'all, I headed out to the baseball.com, and y'all had some beverages. Granny and Miss Porter were there, and y'all, the baby jar was still in town. He asked, I get this little texty message. Oh, are you going out to the Patrick's Pub on .com tonight? And I went, yeah, are you still in town? Yes. So anyway, he ended up going back on Saturday, y'all. But yeah, I took a little nap between 3 and 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, y'all. But it just wasn't enough. But y'all, every Sunday, There's just something that puts me into a coma. Y'all, speaking of things that'll put you in a coma, at the beginning of today's show, you heard Ginger Bear and the albino, and y'all, that was Taffy and Taylor from The Pot Is My Co-Pilot. They were on the Ginger Bear and Albino show, and that's who you heard in the background there talking about the little puppet show. Now, y'all, if you listen to that Ginger Bear show, you know that he his mama calls in from time to time. And y'all, I had a request on the Twitty, perfect Freddy, from my youngest daughter, asking if I could get Ricky's mama to record a little something for her new little show. And y'all, I was able to do that. And Nessa, I'm not gonna be able to send that to you separately, so we will just insert it here so you can have it for your little show. So here we go, y'all. Okay, here we go in 3, 2, 1. Thank you for calling! Y'all, wasn't that just lovely, lovely of Ricky's mama to do that for him? Y'all, I was on the grinder over the weekend, and y'all, there was a on one of the little profiles, it says it, you know, just kicking it, and y'all, I don't know what that means. I don't know what they were kicking, but y'all, for me, kicking it means that you're about to kick the bucket. You know, yes, Big Freddy, could you hurry up and kick the bucket, or you give us some details about your special little trip coming up? Oh, well, maybe I will.
It's time for Big Freddy's Cruise Update.
Yes, y'all, that's right. Big Fatty is going on another cruise this coming year. Y'all, it is with the Atlantis. And y'all, it is going to the Southern Caribbean. It leaves out of San Juan, Puerto Rico. And it sails. They have a day at sea. Then it sails to Willemstad, Curacao. And then you're going over to Aruba. Then there's a day at sea. Then you have a day in St. Lucia. And then a day in Philipsburg, St. Martin. And then back to San Juan. And y'all, Miss Porter and Granny and Miss Kitty and I are going on this cruise. It goes from the 26th. Of March through the 2nd of April in 2011. And y'all, if you are interested in this, the web address is atlantisevents.com/cruises_2011, meaning 2011, _serenade. Okay, _serenade, S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E .A-S-P-X. And y'all, they've reduced the prices on these to some pretty good prices for an Atlantis cruise. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, it sails out of San Juan. So on Sunday, Miss Kitty came over, and we sat down and we made our plane reservations. We were hoping to use our complimentary companion certificates on the Delta Airlines to fly to San Juan. But y'all, it's only good for travel in the 48 U.S. states. Okay, the mainland. But we were able to use the companion certificates on the Charleston to Atlanta leg. And then, y'all, and believe it or not, it cost as much to fly from Charleston to Atlanta on Delta as it does to fly from Atlanta to San Juan. And, y'all, we're going down a day early and spend the evening in San Juan. And we have not made our hotel reservations in San Juan yet. But y'all, if you're interested in joining Big Fat Burger Friday on the little cruise, y'all, you should go over there and check that out. Once again, it's AtlantisEvents.com/cruises_2011_serenade, S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E dot A-S-P-X. And the Serenade is the name of the ship. And it's on Royal Caribbean. And y'all, it just looks just lovely. And y'all, we were able to get balcony staterooms all off the back of the ship. Y'all, I've never on a cruise been able to get a balcony stateroom. I've gotten a balcony stateroom, but not off the very back of the ship. And y'all, I'm really looking forward to that because y'all, it is just peaceful. And right below our rooms, y'all, is the Congo Bar. And y'all, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, but anyway, hopefully they won't be playing those Congo drums or anything down below us. So, y'all, yes, Big Party, it sounds just like, oh, the Cod Room is right down there also. And what is that over there? That is the Zanzibar Lounge. So maybe there'll be maybe it's just a lovely piano bar. Right there on the back. And anyway, so y'all, I'm really looking forward to that. And anyway, it's going to be lovely, just lovely, Big Fatty. And y'all, they seem to have plenty of rooms still available. Yes, Big Fatty. And cause y'all, I don't even know if it's on sale to the general public or not. But anyway, y'all, while I'm over here, I have gotten several Twitty requests, and I'm only bringing this up because y'all, one of them is from somebody called Six Pack Abs, and y'all, I've been saving this one till I did a little show. To see who Six Pack Abs is, because y'all, that sounds like somebody I want to follow me. Actually, I'd like to follow them. Yes, Big Fatty. Six Pack Abs just wrote another article about female six pack abs for my girlfriend and her friends. Decline. All right. y'all, I'm gonna accept Jay in Orlando because I just feel like I need to. And y'all, I've still got a couple of people. Well, he's following that Daniel and Catherine Couric. So you know, y'all, it's got to be good. Anyway, y'all, Broadway diva, you gotta let Big Fatty know who you are. Babotchka 80, Early Bass, J.D. Davis, 828, and Joe N, 075. I have not accepted them, y'all. But, y'all, why would Six Pack Abs want to follow me? But, y'all, he's got a delicious, delicious little picture. And so I'm touching myself inappropriately. Yes, McFaddy, we knew you would. So, y'all, I was over the weekend, getting back to the weekend, I got a phone call from that Miss Wes from out there in the San Diegos. But y'all, he wasn't in the San Diegos. Y'all, he was in the Miami. He was in Miami. And he was down there on a little trip. And y'all, he called and said, Big Fatty, we know that you love to go to the Fort Lauderdale. We have been down in the South Beach, but we are spending the day in the Fort Lauderdale, and we would like to know where you would suggest that we go. And y'all, I gave him a couple of suggestions. Y'all, I heard loud vomiting sounds in the background. I don't understand what it was all about. Y'all, there's a lovely puppet show that goes on down there in Fort Lauderdale, and I told him that he might want to go to that, but then I think he probably opted for the Piana Bar. But you know, we'll get a full report of that. Y'all, speaking of Miss West, you know he's got a birthday coming up next month on the 9th. the 9th, which is a Monday. And y'all, in the Northern Hemisphere, in North America, that will be 08-09-10. 8-9-10. How about that? But y'all, that won't happen for countries that put the day first until the 8th of September. But y'all, 8-9-10, that's the only time that'll happen in Miss West's life. Yes, Big Freddy. I hope he survives your recommendations in Fort Lauderdale to be able to enjoy that. Yes. Now, y'all, I have got another big surprise, but I'm going to wait and save it for tomorrow's little show. Because y'all, I'm just full of surprises today. Y'all, I had given Miss Kitty some cash money. I gave him cash money, y'all, to take over there to the UCK to buy me some English pounds, and he brought that to me when he came over today. Y'all, Larry Klein and I went to the Chick-fil on Saturday, and we used complimentary coupons and got a spicy chicken sandwich. And y'all, I got the waffle fries and a sweet tea, and y'all, I drank them into bankruptcy on the sweet tea. But y'all, on my receipt, please fill out the survey, and we will give you a free Chick-fil sandwich. So y'all, I've got another free sandwich coming. Y'all, I went to the post office box over the weekend, and y'all, speaking of Miss Kitty, I had two cards from Miss Kitty and from his favorite dancing girl, Olive, over there. And y'all, one of them is, let me just see what this is. It is the Henley Royal Regatta Course, viewed from the St. Mary's Church Tower, Henley on Thames, Oxfordshire. And y'all, it is just lovely. And they had right here. They arrived in Henley on the 4th of July, the final day of the Royal Regatta. However, there were no pictures to share. And y'all, then the other card is of these two lads that, y'all, they look a little familiar. One of them's got red hair, and y'all, they're in these military uniforms. And they look like brothers. They actually look like brothers, y'all. And HRH, I don't know what that means. But Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, they said that they thought that I would like this picture and that I should take my pic of these two smiling lads. So anyway, y'all, if I figure out who these two smiling lads are. One looks to be a couple of years older than the other one. Y'all, they're just princely. They're just princely. I mean, they could be royalty, and Big Fatty wouldn't even know it. No, Big Fatty, how would you possibly know if they were royalty or not? I don't know. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me on today's... Oh, too late. The time's gotten away from me, y'all. Before the time gets away from me the rest of the show, I want to send out some special get-well greetings to Ernestine Charles. Y'all, she has gotten herself done up, but y'all, she's still kicking. She's just kicking it, and y'all, that's the problem. And y'all, evidently, because of all this, the hag... the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, she can't even walk in up and down the steps anymore. So they've had to put her in a home downstairs at the mansion.
It's only uncomfortable when you have the puppet show with
you. You remember that, Ernestine. Get well.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.